Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host for this session of prayer today on Thursday, August the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2014. Well, thank you for joining us, and I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this distinguished honor of being part of our prayer team and hosting our session today. I trust that you had a wonderful weekend gathering with the saints wherever you are to worship our God who is awesome. Today we're focused on the fact and meditating on the fact, of His majesty, His glory, and His power. That's who Christ is. He is majestic, He's glorious, and powerful. And so that's something that, it just thrills my heart to think of who this person is and who we have this relationship. The Bible tells us He is the lawful owner of all things. Underline the word all. Owner of all things. The creator of all things. And all things are upheld by the word of His power. He created the worlds, the far reaches of space, and all the ages of time. I don't know that I can wrap my heart around all of that at once. It is huge. He is the radiance of the divine glory of God and the very image and nature of God. He offered Himself for our sins and the removal of all guilt. Where is He now? He is now seated at the right hand of our Father in heaven. He has a title greater than any that was ever. Well, that's who He is. So we thank you for joining us for prayer today. That's who we're presenting ourselves to today. Well, my heart is glad on today. I thank God for this weekend. The Word of God is still bouncing around and reverberating in the chambers of my heart as He spoke to us on yesterday. And He's bringing us to a place quite different. Okay, we've got some signal noise. Yes, He's bringing us to a place quite different than where we have been. We're strangers to that place, and only He can get us there. So we thank Him for what He is doing and what He's yet going to do. We're anticipating great things from the Lord. I trust that is true for your heart as well. Well, we have our prayer agenda today, and here is what it looks like. I'll tell you what, let us open in prayer first, and then we proceed from there. Father, we do thank you for this Monday. It's a new day. It's Monday morning, and your grace comes to us today like it did on yesterday. You've given us another day, another opportunity to thank you, to lift up our hearts towards you. So we ask you, even as we present ourselves and our hearts to you today, that you would touch us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, making us whole. Where we have failed, we ask you to forgive us for our trespasses, for our sins. And we take up your word and your promise that says you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we think of the precious blood of Jesus Christ that has accomplished our cleansing for sins, removing all guilt. We thank you today, Lord, that we can stand before you renewed, made whole, and without fear. So we come into your courts with thanksgiving today. We thank you for all of our prayer partners that are on with us today. We thank you for this opportunity for our prayer cast to be on when there are times that there are technical difficulties. We thank you for the patience that you've given to us and the faith and purpose. So we thank you today for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to read a portion of Scripture quickly. It comes from Hebrews chapter 1, and it goes from verse 2 to 4, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version, of course, and it says, beginning with verse 2, "But in the last of these days, he has spoken to us in the person of a son, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things, also by and through whom he created the worlds and the reaches of space and the ages of time. He made, produced, built, operated, and arranged them in order. He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outweighing or radiance of the divine, and he is the perfect imprint and very image of God's nature, upholding and maintaining and guiding and propelling the universe by his mighty word of power. Then he had, by offering himself, accomplished our cleansing of sin and riddance of guilt. He sat down at the right hand of the divine majesty on high, taking a place of rank by which he himself became as much superior to angels as the glorious name which he has inherited is different from and more excellent than theirs." Well, that's God's word. I remember the first time I really locked in on verse 3 of that first chapter of Hebrews, and it says, everything is upheld by the word of his power. Now, what that means literally is this, that the chair that you're sitting on, scientists know that all material is all matter is made up of atoms. And they can't figure out why these atoms stay together when every law of physics says they should be repelling and pushing out so that nothing stays together. And then I read that scripture and I says, oh, okay, this is why everything stays together. It's upheld by the word of his power. Makes sense. He created, so he's in control. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I have a praise report. I don't know if you have one, but I have one. And it's so awesome. It's not my praise report, but I'm reporting it. It actually belongs to Marion. She is the lady that we prayed for last week, specifically on Thursday, as she was being prepped for her surgical procedure. We were here praying because she had to report to the hospital at 5 o'clock in the morning, and that was last Thursday. It was a very serious procedure. And guess what? God is so awesome. For those of you who have not heard yet, well, listen up, please. Her surgery, well, first of all, she came through the surgery of the procedure wonderfully. It was a 12-hour long procedure, 12 hours. And she came through, and she woke up laughing. Makes you want to laugh, make me want to laugh. Came out of a serious procedure like that, laughing. And so we were considering, you know, when we might go see her, not wanting to go the very next day or the next day after that, because you're trying to recover and you don't want to be using up energy and dealing with people at your bedside. Well, Marion is home right now, praise the Lord. She is home. She was picked up from the hospital yesterday. That calls for resounding praise to our God, because He is the one that oversaw her procedures, oversaw the medical team. This is a God that we can trust. So let's stretch our faith even more. Because guess what? Because of this experience that Marion has just gone through so victoriously, you have to believe her faith has gone to another level. That's how faith moves, through situation, through the overcoming. That's how faith is expanded. So when something comes, don't think of how bad it is. Think of what an opportunity for your faith. That's why we are applauding the majesty of Christ Jesus, His glory, and His power. Praise the Lord. Okay, if you have your line, your microphone is on, it's open. If you have a praise report, well, you can speak it and you'll be heard, and we will certainly exalt with you. And if you have a prayer request, well, just voice it. You'll be heard, and we will add our faith to your faith. We will leverage the power of agreement. Says if two agree in the earth as touching anything, it shall be done. Also, we can say to the mountain, so you have a mountain looking, you're looking at your horizon and you see a mountain. Well, we can speak to that mountain. And that mountain, we can say, be removed and cast into the sea. And so that mountain disappears from your horizon, and what you have is a clear, far-reaching horizon. So that's what this is about. So today, we want to pray for the Brown family in Ferguson, Missouri. In fact, they are going to be burying their son today. We want to pray for them, for his parents, for the entire family, and for the folk in Missouri that will be attending that funeral service on today. They expect several thousand to be in attendance. How many know that the enemy would love to take a situation like that and cause it to explode? Well, we want to rebuke every demonic assignment, cancel it, because we have the authority to do that. So we pray for that situation. We want to pray for our President, Barack Obama, because of all of the challenges that are on his plate. Complex stuff. He needs God's help. He really does. We want to pray for our children today as well. We have children, we have grandchildren. We want to lift them up before the throne of grace today. God is giving us strategic prayer patterns that anticipates the enemy's actions. Those moves before the enemy moves. Then finally, we want to pray for Israel and the Palestinian people who are in a death conflict, if you will, that's causing the loss of life among children and adults alike right now as we speak. Somewhere in the early afternoon, or somewhere about that time now in the Middle East. So we want to pray, we want to lift up these people. In the meantime, you can interrupt us at any time with your prayer requests, and we'll allow you to insert that, and we will accompany you standing for that, whatever it is that God has placed in your heart. But let us go to prayer right now. Father, this day dawns. And it's dawning across the earth, or has already dawned for some. And we thank you and bless your holy name. We are bowed before you, bending the knee, because you are majesty to all. You are glorious before all. And your power is extended throughout all creation on this day. We thank you today. All things are upheld by the word of your power, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. We're informed and we glorify you today because of what we've learned from your word. Today we lift up the Brown family over in the state of Missouri. Strengthen them today. They're crossing a bridge today that they have never crossed before. Help them accompany that family and all the mourners today. Let the place be filled with a sense of your presence, because we, your creation, need your help. So help them, dear Father, in any way that you can. And Father, we stand today in agreement against every demonic assignment to bring chaos and confusion out of what is a tragedy. So speak to the hearts of all concerned for submission to you, for humility before you, in the name of Jesus. And may out of this tragedy come something new and needed in the nation, in the state of Missouri, in the community of Ferguson,
so that the enemy cannot have his way. You establish a new order according to the rule and reign of Christ Jesus. upon the throne. He is Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. All of that will come forth. We decree and proclaim it right now in the name of Jesus, that this day would be a day of turnaround and change for your glory and for the benefit of the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, we pray, and all of us can say amen, I'm sure, to that.
Amen.
Peace. Amen. 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 They have a bridge to cross today. They need the Lord's help to cross that bridge. Yeah. We want to pray for our president. He's the man that sits in the most powerful seat on the planet. What a responsibility. I don't know if you've noticed how his hair has turned gray compared to, what, 6-7 years ago. Big difference that happens to all of those men that come through that office because of the weight of leadership. He has issues on his plate right now that only God can help to solve. He's just one human being, but God is almighty. So let's pray for President Barack Obama. Father, we thank you that the office exists and it's filled. But it's filled with a human being who without your help is unable to act powerfully and effectively. We pray for him today, even as the morning dawns for him, and that he must stand up and face and deal with this day and in this day on behalf of this nation, on behalf of many in the earth. And we pray today that you would give him a sense of source in you and strength in you to be able to face the challenges and to make precise decisions, strong decisions, bold decisions, to act against the threat of the adversary, to bring chaos across the earth. We know, Lord God, that the only kingdom that wins is yours. We know that there are other agendas coming from the enemy for world domination. But we know that your Christ is the one that has been set on the holy hill of Zion, the anointed one. And his inheritance is the nations and all the earth. There's no room for any other. He is the rightful owner. It belongs to him. So any player, such as the president of our nation, needs your help in order to line up with your plan and your purposes or be out of order. So we choose for alignment today. We pray for alignment today. Total alignment with your purposes in the earth. We touch and agree on that. That Christ reigns, sitting at the right hand of the Father right now. He rules and overrules. And today he overrules any plot, any conspiracy coming from the forces of darkness and hell. We agree with that, and that justice, peace will come forth from the kingdom of light, from the hand of our Savior, who is majesty, who has all the glory and all the power. In Jesus' name, we thank you for President Barack Obama and for the help that you sent to him even now to strengthen his hand, to fortify his mind and spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Want to thank you for joining us on this morning, and I do want to apologize for Friday. For some reason, you know, everything we do here is computer-based, and sometimes these computers, you know, take over and have a mind of their own. Don't know what happened. They usually don't give an explanation when they do what they do. They just says, what do you expect? I'm a computer. And so we were unable to connect. I don't know. There was just a bug, a glitch or something. And, of course, my spirit was cast down behind that because I look forward to it. I get up every day for this. Love it. Look forward to it. And when it doesn't come forth as it should, I'm like, okay, kind of lost without it. But praise God, we're on today, and we thank you for your patience and your prayers for us. Please continue to keep those arising towards the heavens, because it's his help that allows us to do this. And so we are so thankful, and we thank God for you and for your patience with us as we go through this. I have a quick announcement, then we'll continue in, I think we have two or three more prayer items quickly. But I have an announcement. We're having a prayer breakfast on Saturday, October 11th at 9 o'clock. Now, that's the venue for that is going to be at 987 South Orange Avenue. That is our facility. That's where we are, and that's in one of the buildings, if you will. But that will be, this prayer breakfast is sponsored, and it's a collaboration between us and the Prayer for Newark Network. We are part of that network. And so we have the honor and privilege of hosting that breakfast on the morning of Saturday, October 11th. So you may want to pencil that in your calendar. We're looking forward to that. We have an active Prayer for Newark network here in the city of Newark. And so this is one occasion where we are able to host that event. We're also planning to have a prayer walk the same day as part of the prayer breakfast. Prayer walk through our community, which needs that, because all our help to do anything comes from God, and we want to actively do what the Word of God says. So please remember, the prayer breakfast, Saturday at 9 o'clock on October 11th. Amen. We want to pray now for our children. Now, I happen to know some of you, and for that I thank God for the privilege. And I know that many of you are
your heart's burdened over your children and over your grandchildren. And I ask, how does a mother carry that? I don't understand, probably never will. But I feel today we want to come alongside of you and agree with you. There's something there that only God can do. So let us touch and agree over your children. Bring to remembrance in your heart those things that you desire to see, that you crave for your children and your grandchildren, for your household. Whether they live in your home or not, they're your clan. So I know the value of prayer for children. I'm the product of that. My mom prayed for us, and I still feel her prayers. In fact, I'm emboldened every time I think of how she prayed. And she did what I now do. She got up early in the morning every day and mentioned each of us by name. And that's what has kept us. Your children need your prayer. Even if they don't want it, they need it. Let us pray for them right now. Because God has given them to you as a gift, no matter what the circumstances. Father, we thank you for the great name of Christ Jesus. We praise his holy name, and we thank you, Lord, that you are our God. We therefore exalt you, and we give thanks to your name, because you have worked wonders. You have formed plans long ago. We thank you that you are our strength and our song. We thank you that you have become and are our salvation. You are our God, and we will exalt you according to Exodus chapter 15, verse 2 and 3. So we thank you today, so that our mouth speaks the praises of you, and that all flesh will bless your holy name forever and ever. We thank you, Lord God, for children. We thank you for our children. They may not be doing what we would like them to do at this moment, but we thank you for them anyhow. Because there's no weapon formed against them that can prosper. No weapon. The enemy comes to seek and to kill, to destroy, to devour. We rebuke every design of the adversary, the enemy of our souls, the enemy of our legacy and inheritance for our children. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus. We call forth the blessing and the prosperity of heaven upon our children and grandchildren, upon our entire household. In the name of Jesus. Father, those mothers who are hurting right now because of some situation relating to their child, that you would comfort them. Stop the bleed, Lord, of the heart. Heal the heart.
with confidence, with faith, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we leave all of the children in your hands. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Can you feel confidence rising in your heart for your children? Confidence is replacing the pain even now in the name of Jesus, because Christ is majestic, glorious, and powerful, and his word reaches to every depth, to every height, to every distance. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Our next prayer target is the nation of Israel and the Palestinian people who live on the Gaza Strip. And now the hostilities have accelerated. We don't know when it will end or how it will end. But the scripture did exhort the people of God, and I believe that we are some of those, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. See, the battle is ultimately over who Christ is, because he will be seated ruling from Jerusalem. This story is bigger than the CNN version of it. Please keep that in mind. It is huge. It's the kingdom of darkness opposing the kingdom of light. This is bigger than politics. It's bigger than nationalism. It's bigger than all of that. It's huge. So we're praying based on what the scripture has said to us, that heaven comes down to earth. There will be a new Jerusalem, and Christ will reign from there in the earth, and the nations will go up to Jerusalem to worship him. Now, I know that's hard to imagine right now, but it's true. It's the fact. It has nothing to do with our feelings. Let us put our faith in the fact. We want to pray for Israel and the Palestinian people right now. Father, we rebuke the work of hell and the demons right now in the east that serve to stir up violence and hate. We rebuke the work of the adversary right now. That dragon that is breathing death and violence in the Middle East. Father, we ask you to intervene in a mighty way, supernaturally, to bring about a cessation of the violence, the hate, of the death, the killing, the murder, the executions, and all of the horrible, tragic elements of hell that have come forth to create fear, chaos, and terror. We rebuke the forces of hell right now, every demonic activity. We close the door to the enemy. The doors are fortified. We pray that you would fortify the doors with brass. In the name of Jesus, fortify those gates to close out the enemy. And Father, we only admit the King of glory, Jesus Christ. We welcome him. He is the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, Counselor, and everlasting Father, we welcome you into the Middle East on behalf of the children and all those that are suffering right now. In Jesus' name, we speak life where there is death. We speak liberty where there is no freedom. We speak justice, your justice, where there is injustice. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. And amen. Praise,
amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep your ears to the ground, or open, so to speak. In these days in which we live, listen to the news. And I know that it can be horrific at times. It's difficult to do that because it can be so tragic and negative. However, it's like running a race. You want to know where we are in the race. Are we just starting? Are we halfway through? Are we nearing the finish line? And so the news will serve to help you get a gauge where we are in the earth and in time and space. So we know how to pray, and we're able to understand the Word of God and what it's saying, because we're seeing it play out across our TVs, coming right into our homes. So don't be in denial. Stay in touch. That's, I believe, a word for us for today and for this week. Well, praise God. We're going to move into our benediction, because we have a matter of seconds in which to conclude. So our benediction comes from Revelation chapter 7 and verse 12. And it says, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. And that's an amen coming forth after that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Go forth today as one sent. You may have to meditate on that if you haven't caught that yet. Go forth as one sent. We thank you for joining us. Please join us again on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. sharp. Come with the praise report. Bring a prayer burden to our prayer fest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Walk with the King.
Thank you.